We enter the European galleries and make our way backward from the 17th century Netherlands to 15th century Spain. St. George stands poised, as always, ready to transfix his dragon with his delicate spear, while the pink and green princess waits demurely in the middle ground. Myself and I love the yellow-bellied dragon wholeheartedly, and we are always relieved to find that his moment of doom has still not arrived. Henry and I stand before Bernardo Martorell's painting for 5 minutes, and then he turns to me. We have the gallery to ourselves at the moment. "It's not so hard," I say. "Pay attention. Look for someone who's distracted. Figure out where the wallet is. Most men use either their back pocket or the inside pocket of their suit jacket. With women, you want the purse behind their back. If you're on the street, you can just grab the whole purse, but then you have to be sure you can outrun anybody who might decide to chase you. It's much quieter if you can take it without them noticing. I saw a movie where they practiced with a suit of clothes with little bells, and if the guy moved the suit while he took the wallet, the bells rang." "Yeah, I remember that movie. You can try that at home. Now, follow me." I lead Henry from the 15th century to the 19th. We arrive suddenly in the midst of French Impressionism. The Art Institute is famous for its Impressionist collection. I can take it or leave it, but as usual, these rooms are jam-packed with people craning for a glimpse of La Grande Jatte or a Monet haystack. Henry can't see over the heads of the adults, so the paintings are lost on him, but he's too nervous to look at them anyway. I scan the room. A woman is bending over her toddler as it twists and screams. Must be nap time. I nod at Henry and move toward her. Her purse has a simple clasp and is slung over her shoulder across her back. She's totally focused on getting her child to stop screeching. She's in front of Toulouse-Lautrec's At the Moulin Rouge. I pretend to be looking at it as I walk, bump into her, sending her pitching forward. I catch her arm. "I'm so sorry, forgive me, I wasn't looking. Are you all right? It's so crowded in here."